Amjad al-Jahadi heads the North American office of the Federation of Iraqi Workers' Councils. He left Iraq for Canada in 1995 when Saddam Hussein outlawed all but one of the country's unions. Speaking at a union hall in Madison, he said the current government recently passed a similar law outlawing all but one government-sponsored union. He says union leaders in Iraq tried to convince the government to include labor rights in the new constitution, but they were locked out of the process.
We asked them to include the women rights in that constitution and children rights in that constitution. They didn't respond to us, and I don't think they will respond to us, because we clearly stated that we call for a secular, non-ethnic state. And this is what they don't like, obviously.
Al-Jahadi says that demand for a secular state has made Iraqi union activists the targets of both religiously motivated insurgents and the current government. Many have been killed or arrested. He says most Iraqis want an end to the occupation because they believe it's to blame for creating chaos that's led to a 70% unemployment rate. He adds most also blame the suicide bombings on terrorists from other Arab countries.
The tradition of suicide bombing, all these things, we don't have it in Iraq, absolutely. But these came from outside. Basically, Iraqi people, they just want to get rid of these things. They just want to live. They just want to go about their business.
Iraqi labor leaders were turned down when they asked for support from the head of the national AFL-CIO, John Sweeney. But the Wisconsin AFL-CIO will introduce a resolution at a national labor convention next month in Chicago, calling for an end to the war and the establishment of the right to organize unions in Iraq. The head of the Wisconsin South Central Federation of Labor, Jim Cavanaugh, says reaching out to support Iraqi unions can play a role in bringing peace to the region.
If we're going to see any progress out of this situation, it's going to have to be from average people talking to average people and pressuring their governments to do the right thing.
Cavanaugh says Wisconsin union members will be working hard to build support from other local unions to pass the Iraqi resolutions at next month's convention. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.